This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 113. This is The Transporter from 2002. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, guys. So we're starting a brand new series. Now, this is the Jason Statham franchise. We're doing 1, 2, and 3, and then they started a new one. We're refueled, right?
Yeah, so, the reboot.
Yeah, so we're going to cover all that. But Nate, how long has it been since you've seen The Transporter?
Oh, man. I saw this not too long ago. I don't remember why I watched it, but when I went to watch, I own this digital, and when I went to watch it, it was like, watch again. And I was like, well, I guess I already watched this, but I don't remember when. So I would say within the last, I think it only stays for like 2 or 3 years or something. I don't know, maybe the last 2 or 3 years, but I've seen it a number of times. I saw this at the theater with my grandma back in 2002 when it came out.
Yeah. So for me, this was the, wow, it's been ages since I sat down and watched this. I'd never seen 2, 3, and 4. But yeah, this one I have seen, but it's been ages. But it was great to put it on and rewatch it. So can't wait to get the review. So for those of you that are new to the channel or you're new, listen to us on the go. Thank you so much for listening to us or watching us on YouTube. We're going to have a structure here. What we're going to do is going to get to some box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, and then right into our movie review. So with that said, let's check out the box office numbers for The Transporter from 2002. Domestic, $25 million. Mm-hmm. International, $18 million. For a worldwide total of $43 million on a budget of $21 million. Opening night, $9 million.
Okay, so it was a moderate success, but clearly enough of a success to launch a franchise, because there's four of these movies. So nothing was lost. And I feel like this is one of those movies, and especially when you watch it, you get the feeling that it probably did really well in DVD and at home sales. Right. You know, a lot of these action movies have that second life on video. The Transporter 100% feels like a movie that did that.
No, I mean, I totally agree with you. It's funny, it launched a franchise and it launched Jason Statham's career, I believe. Right?
Yeah, he had done stuff before this. I think Snatch came out before Transporter, if not right around the same time. I know Lock, Stock came out before the Transporter, but this was his first like big lead role that launched him into the career he has now. So yeah, I would definitely say that. So as far as Rotten Tomato scores, so this is weird. But whatever. This has a 54% critic scores. They don't really like it. I guess they didn't like it when it came out. I don't know. I didn't read the reviews, but they gave it a 54. But audiences do enjoy some Transporter because this has a 73% audience score. So for the most part, it seems like I said, one of those movies where maybe the critics are not into it, but fans seem to kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is how we do it here. We're going to take those scores, we're going to throw it out, and then we're going to give you guys our scores right now. So let's start it off with the lead character, the Transporter dude himself, Jason Statham. Neat.
Yeah, Frank. I don't know, I just always call him Frank. They just say Frank all the time. I know he has a last name, but this was a perfect, perfect casting in my opinion. Now, before I even go into this, you know, my little spiel here, sorry if it's going to be long, but I'll try not to. This is a weird movie. When you watch it, it feels... So it was made in 2002, and it feels like it could have been made in the late 80s or early 90s as far as the style of movie that it is. Also, it is directed by Corey Yuen, who did a lot of Hong Kong action films, Jet Li, Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, stuff like that. But then a lot of European talent, French talent. Luc Besson was a producer and a writer on this. Louis Leterrier was the art director on this. And he went on to direct the sequel, which we're going to watch next week. And he did like The Incredible Hulk and Clash of the Titans. He's done a number of bigger movies. And also a guy named Pierre Morel was the director of photography on this. He directed Taken, I believe, with Liam Neeson. And so this is like a lot of creative people in this, but it really feels like a mishmash of Asian films and European films, and then also like a little dash of Hollywood. So all that to say, this is a perfect casting. Jason Statham is perfect for the role because, number one, he looks cool. He and no one can deny, you say anything you want about Jason Statham's acting, he is always cool on screen. There's no different. And he was a bit younger, super fit, you know, when he's later in the fighting in the bus when he has no shirt. Dude was shredded. He does martial art. He's not like, he's a trained martial artist, and he was an Olympic level diver. Like, he's an athlete. So he does all his own stunts and fight. You could tell it's him doing all the stuff, which is great. And I think he's just very smooth. I can't give him a 5 because we do score the character, and there's not a lot to him. Like, he's a driver. He has rules. He tries not to break them. And, you know, and that's it. You know what I mean? There's like, his backstory is like, he was in the military. That's pretty much it. So I'm going to give him a 4. I think the character himself, I wouldn't say it's the most interesting character, but I think a combination of the character and the actor playing him, I give it a 4.
All right. So his name is Frank Martin.
Frank Martin. That's right.
So Robert is the one from the Patreon gave us the name. So thank you for that. So I agree with you with everything you said. I think it's been a long time. So for me, it was kind of fresh rewatching this. And I agree with you 100%. This guy was this character. He was very good. I love the whole rules aspect to this because it made his character more menacing once he starts whooping ass because he has these certain rules that he goes by. So once they start breaking him, I was like, that's cool. You're right. He's good. He's fit. He's fighting. He's very good on screen. And the thing about Jason Statham is the same stuff that Stallone, Van Damme, Arnold, they have this certain mojo on screen. Mm-hmm. Whatever character he plays, yes, we all know his fighting techniques. Yes, we know his acting ability. And the thing I give him credit is that he picks projects that he knows he's good at. I mean, regardless of how the same it is, but all these legendary action movie stars that we all could name, they all have the same formula and they don't stir away from it. Some do. But Jason Statham watching this Transporter was so good. And I can understand why now he's considered like top action star of our generation. Yeah. So with that said, I do agree with you. The character himself, like Jason Statham would have got a 5.
Right.
But his character, I 100%. I agree with you. I gave him a 4. So, all right. Now, main villain, Wall Street.
Yeah. Or Vince from the Fast and the Furious. The Fast and the Furious movies. Every time I see him, I'm like, that's Vince from Fast and Furious and the Fast 5. He's goofy. He seems like he's from a different movie. Not that this movie's so serious. This movie has some goofy elements to it. Don't get me wrong. He just seems like he's not from the same universe that the Transporter guy is from, right? Like, this movie is set in France, and he's like this American, like, guy who wears his suits are too gigantic, you know, very typical of the early 2000s, like spiky hair guy. I don't love him. I like him in one or two scenes. I like him at the scene when he first drops off the girl. He's like, oh, I like this guy, you know, like that kind of thing kind of worked, but he's not very scary. Honestly, he gets wrecked when they do like fight. It's not even really a thing. And he ends up because of that. And because of the later scene, like in the office, when he's like, when they confront him, and he comes off as like a phony tough guy. And phony tough guys, I feel like you can never score too high. So I gave him a 2. I don't think he's like terrible. I think he had potential, but also he's one of those guys who's like the front part. Like, also her dad is a villain in the movie. The Chinese girl's dad. That guy's a bad guy in everything. He was a bad guy all the way since, like, wasn't he in Temple of Doom? I think he was in Temple of Doom. He's been in, like, he's in Temple of Doom. He's an Asian bad guy in every single thing he's in. And this is no different. But the villains aren't the strength of this movie. I'll just leave it there. I gave him a 2.
Okay, so in terms of the villain, I thought he was okay. I don't think he was all that. But, I mean, he did do something. I mean, he did fight him. He did, you know, shoot. And drove a machine, you know, drove a truck. And was he menacing? No, I mean, he wasn't as, and you're right, he was like a typical drug cartel from that time period. And I don't know. I mean, it didn't work for me. I never liked the actor. So like for me, when I saw him on screen, I was just like, it's kind of a weird choice for me. I think I would have went another route. But they picked him, I guess, for whatever reason. He was okay. But I think this movie was never even around him. It was more about the Transporter character. So I mean, with that said, I gave him a 2. I wasn't too crazy about this character also. I thought he was very weak. I would have given it to the dad if they concentrated more on that storyline.
I thought that would have been better. Yeah, I think he should have been more of the focus. Like, Matt Schultz as an actor, I like him as Vince in Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. And he was in Blade 2 also. I remember him in Blade 2. Yeah. I like him in those movies, but he's like a side character. I think that's his best role here. He's like the kind of the main villain, and he was just not that great. Okay. No,
action scenes.
Now we're talking. This movie got some, it's got some banger action scenes, but then they would sprinkle in things I didn't like, and that never let my score go beyond where it went. So number one, I like the diversity of the action. You know me, don't just do the same thing over and over again. And they don't. The opening of the movie is just a big car, like a car scene, a car chase scene through France. It's good. It's very well done, well shot. Then I've always loved that first fight when he kicks down the door. When the dude looks in the peephole, he's like running, sprinting at the door and just kicks it down. I love that whole house fight scene. But the bus fight scene is the best. That, like, the whole scene where he's fighting in the bus and then outside of the bus with the big guy. And I love that part where he's like standing with his back to the camera and he's like slowly moving forward at him. And I love the choreography. I think all the choreography is really good. I love all the hand-to-hand stuff. Now, I do have some gripes. I don't know why, but I always hate the way the bullets look in this movie. Like, you could see them. They look like little lasers almost when they're shooting. So every time they're shooting guns, if you watch this movie, instead of just the barrel bursting and, let's say, the impact, you can like see the bullet flying through the air. And I think it's weird. I don't know why they did that.
I think those were high caliber, because I think the high caliber, because the same thing happened on Rambo when he shot the 50 calibers. You saw.
Yeah, but it happens with handguns in this movie. So unless they're using special rounds. I don't know. But I never liked it. I always thought it looked cheesy. And I hate the rocket launcher scene when they blow up his house. It's horrible. It looks really bad. And they did this weird thing where they did like a tracking shot where it's like it kind of follows the rocket and it like turns into the oven. And I don't know why. I just feel like it's goofy. That was some of the director's sensibilities came back to bite him. But not enough for me to knock it way down. Just minor gripes. Overall, the action's great. Statham's great. The fighting is awesome. The gunfights, besides being able to see the bullets, they're not a lot, which, you know, there's guns, but it's not all guns, which I appreciate. Car chases, there's airplanes, there's everything. I give it a 4. I really think the action's really, really good in this movie.
I'm a notch above you. I gave it a 5.
Okay, nice.
I think this is, I totally forgot the action car chasing. I mean, this was a long car chasing. When he gets with the robbers, which I loved. I mean, I mean, people should know right now. I love car chases. That is my, I love him. I don't know why. And it's one of the, not the best, but it's up there. Now rewatching it, I'm like, you know what? It's a really good car chase scene. And that was really good. The hand to hand, the bus scene was awesome. The in the oil dip. When he dips himself in oil and he's whooping their asses.
And he puts on the bicycle pedals so he can like balance on it.
Yeah, that awesome. Was good. Even when he was in the last sequence when he's on the truck, mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. Other than that, I gave it a 5. What's the storyline?
The storyline's 50-50. It's fine. I think this is a pure action movie. And when it comes to pure action movies, usually their storylines aren't the best. There are a few pure action films that also have a great storyline. You know what I mean? This ain't one of them. The storyline's okay. It gets a little boring as far as the story is concerned, the longer it goes on. Like, I love the first act. I love the original, you know, the first initial part where he's like doing the rules with the robbers and he drives them in the getaway car. And then when he meets the girl, I like all that. And when he does the fight. But then the second act, it slows down a bit. And then there's like the big finale where there's a lot of action. That slowdown part, I always get a little disinterested in the movie. I'm like, okay, like let's speed this along. And I don't think it's like the actors are all good. The main girl, she's good. I feel bad for her. Like, you want her to, you know, not get in trouble or get hurt or anything, but the story is not super engaging. It's like, what are they talking about? Like, they're talking about, this started off as like just a transport. And now they're talking about like smuggling in Chinese people on boats and like making slaves out of it and all this kind of stuff like that. And it's a little, I don't know. It's okay. It's not told in a great way. I gave it a 3. I think it's a very average like action movie storyline. There's nothing spectacular about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think I gave it an extra point. I gave it a 4. Okay. I thought it was a great storyline because I looked at it in the aspect of his storyline.
Sure.
I love this storyline. I thought the beginning sequence set the mood for me to watch the whole movie. The rules. And I thought everything worked well, though, to keep me engaged. Was there boring parts? Yes. But I thought the whole trying to kill him, I was like, oh, I love this now. They're pissed off Jason Statham. So I thought it worked. The French thing didn't work for me, that detective that kept,
the cop,
you know, nosing around. But I was okay with it. So, I mean, I gave it a four. I thought it was a great storyline. Okay, overall.
All right, overall, for me, this has always been a fun action film. There's definitely some cheese, and any Luc Besson movie you watch, there's going to be certain elements of cheesiness to them, right? But overall, I think it's a lot of fun. The action scenes are really, really good. Jason Statham is really, really good. He's one of those guys who, especially in this movie, he's like very magnetizing, right? Like you just want to watch this guy do stuff. Even when he does talk, I think I like, he has a little, there's like a little bit of humor. You know what I mean? Like his banter. I don't like that cop character either. I agree. And he shows back up in part two. I know you haven't seen two. He shows up there too. But I don't like their relationship, but I like the banter. I like some of the stuff Statham says to him. I think it's pretty funny. You know, like when he's explaining how the car blew up, it was stolen. He's like, well, why didn't you report? He's like, I was going to do it this morning. It's like, okay, this guy's not telling the truth, or the house, you know, when it blows up. And he always got like these funny excuses. But overall, it's always been one of those movies that I don't think it's like upper tier action. I always ranked it like a 7 out of 10 for me. So I give it a 3.5 overall. I think it's a good, solid entry. And spoiler alert, this one is not my favorite transporter movie. No, it's the first one and it kicked off the franchise. It is not my favorite one. That one's coming later. So, but yeah, I do enjoy it quite a bit.
You know, overall for me, I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great flick. I enjoyed the storyline. Jason Statham is amazing in this movie. I love the action scenes. I thought they were very well. I'm not big on Luis Bazan, whatever his name is, the writer. I didn't like Lucy. Yeah. I hated Lucy. Taken 1 was good, but then it just became the same after 2 and 3 and 10 or whatever they did. So I'm not too big on him, but this one I thought it was very well. I thought it was very, it felt, for me, it felt right with this movie. So with that, I gave it a 4. What's your total points?
My total points comes out to a 16.5 out of 25. A great, not even really a franchise starter. Like if the movie just stopped and it was just one, it's a really good action film. You know what I mean? But because you know what's coming later, I think it's a good first entry for sure.
Mine is a 19 out of a 25. Nice. I think this was a good pilot to the franchise. Yeah. As a pilot, awesome. As a solo movie, great solo movie. If they never did 2, 3 and reboot. So with that said, Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have the same. I don't think you're going to. The one that's my favorite, I don't think is going to be your favorite. But I'll explain why when we review it. So whatever, I don't care. Anyway, coming up, we are continuing on now. We are done with Arnold Month. We have left it in the past, and now we're moving on to I don't want to say underrated, but the theme was action movies that no one really talks about. And it was a good mix. We had sci-fi action movies. We had regular action movies. We had fighting. We had war. We had everything. You guys voted on these. And the first one that you guys voted on that we're going to be reviewing next is John Carter. It's a sci-fi film, like a, you know, Star Wars type sci-fi film. So that's going to be the first one up. And then next week, of course, we continue on with Frank Martin, Transporter 2 in Miami. Hello. Maybe a change of scenery. It's coming to America. We'll see how this goes. But yes, that's our next two movies coming up.
All right, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/levelsygeeks. Or if you guys want to take us on the go, you can search for Action Movie Guys on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. Search for Action Movie Guys. Listen to it. Hit those like buttons. Hit those auto downloads. Enjoy where we pump out every two episodes we give you guys every week.
We give you the goods every time. Yeah,
we do. And then, of course, you want to follow Levels of Geeks. Follow us on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.